In 1969, a young boy from England threw a message in a bottle into the Indian Ocean on his way to Australia with his family. Now, 50 years later, the bottle has washed up on a remote beach in South Australia, and he's finally had a reply, as Roscoe Whalen reports from the ABC's London Bureau.
I'm looking at the message now, and I can see it's my brother's writing. He's obviously a bit younger then.
But that's the voice of David Gilmore, who 50 years ago was sailing across the Indian Ocean with his parents, his sister, and his older brother Paul. And he's looking at the letter in a bottle Paul dropped into the ocean in 1969.
Yeah, I'm amazed. It obviously brings back fantastic memories of moving to Australia.
The Gilmores were 10-pound Poms heading to Melbourne to start a new life. Paul and David's sister, Annie Crossland, had fond memories of Paul's excitement at the idea of a letter washing up on some far-flung beach. He was so pleased at the idea, in fact, he threw in several.
He wrote, sent about six of them, so it's good that one of them's surfaced.
In the end, the move down under didn't work out for them, and the Gilmores returned to England in 1973.
I don't remember where he got the bottles from. I mean, I remember my dad saying it cost him a fortune in drinks on the ship. So I don't know what sort of a bottle it would have been. Would it have been a bottle of Coca-Cola or something? I don't know.
On Tuesday, one of those bottles was finally found by a 9-year-old, Jaya Elliott, who was fishing with his father at a remote spot near Talia Beach between Elliston and Venus Bay. In the letter, the then-teenage Paul Gilmore inscribed his future address in Mitcham, Victoria, and wrote, "We are 1,000 miles east of Fremantle, Western Australia. Please reply." Jaya dutifully wrote back to the address the same day, but he's unlikely to get a response from there now, and it was unlikely then. The family only lived there for a few months. I tried to track down Paul Gilmore overnight, but I couldn't reach him, because he's out to sea again, this time in the Baltic.
Say he's on a Baltic cruise now, and I don't think it's probably the last time he was on a ship, was probably going to Australia. Cruise is not his thing.
Paul's siblings have assured me that when he does finally return home from his latest journey, Jaya should expect another letter. It shouldn't take quite so long this time around.
That's Roscoe Whalen reporting.